Maybe for FCM.
CEF Mobile.
CFW, good morning.
What you doing this morning, walking a dog or just out and about?
Nah, I've been to the grocery store, now I'm just coming back from Lidl.
I'm good.
Sounded different.
The sound is the same, but it's almost like there's a whine in the background. It could be a repeater. Do you hear it on my transmission as well?
Let me turn the AC off. Hang on.
I don't know. It ain't, I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, you can hear you just fine, so. Anyway, yeah, I just got back from Lowe's myself. I go get some sprinkler. I threw out some Bermuda seeds yesterday, and I'm going to try to throw some tall, I think it was fescue or ryegrass, I can't remember what it was. Try to throw that in the shaded area on my house where my antenna's at, since nothing grows there.
Yeah, I rode down to Lidl. They had their ribeyes and sirloins on sale for $4.49 apiece.
$4.49. Now, how much do they weigh? Cause that sounds like an interesting deal. Trying to equate that to how much it is per pound, roughly. Bad deal, because it's only 6 ounces shy of a pound, and you said there were five something?
$4.49.
Deal.
We usually end up, I got six steaks for $28. That's a pretty good deal. That's three meals for me and Susan.
I wish we had a Lidl over here on my side of town. It's all the way over there at Westgate.
It's Westgate, and then there's one over there, where is it, Spartanburg High School, over on 29.
Out of town, yeah. One at Westgate probably easier for me to get to. I'm going to have to mention that to the wife. She might want to go run and grab some ribeyes.
That's all I got.
Less than $5, that'd be worth the trip, honestly.
Some of them last night, and I ate half of mine, and she ate half of hers, so we still got another meal.
I was going to have to mention that to the wife. She might want to go run down there and get us some, because that's a really good deal, because most of the time, ribeyes are about $12 or more a pound nowadays.
I just downloaded the app, sent me up a little thing, and you just scan the little code when you check out, and that's the price you get it for.
The app to get it for that price?
The app, and then click on the checkout, and it'll give you one of them QR codes that you just scan, and then it'll give you the price, the sale price. Regularly, they're like, I want to say they were $8 and something. For milk and bread and eggs and cheese, because eggs used to be like 83 cents a dozen, but man, now they're like $2.19, and then the milk was today was $1.24 a gallon.
I don't know if the eggs are, I don't know, I went grocery shopping for eggs, usually I just snatch up what I need and I'm done.
They used to be a real good deal, but they're like three times what they used to be. But, you know, the times that we're living in, it's been a minute since I've been over there.
You really can't do any cheaper. I mean, even if you had your own chickens, you'd have to buy feed and scratch for them.
A dozen off of a guy at work the other day for $2 a dozen.
And that's a fair price. And I think, in all honesty, I think they hold up better. And I used to just keep mine out on the counter. I wouldn't wash them until I got ready to use them.
Today's the best way. This radio still got that whine?
Yeah. Once I get in the driveway, I'm almost home. I'll record it for you and send it to you.
It's different about it. It's, you know how I had it on the windshield under the mirror? I put it above the mirror because the the darn heat was melting my suction cup, and then the weight of everything was pulling it down, so now it's resting on my rear view mirror. But, I mean, I didn't change anything but move the faceplate.
That or not. Send me a, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway. Give me 1 second and then just give me, I don't know, 3-5 seconds dead key. And then I'll send you the video of it so you can hear the, you hear the whine on it. And I don't know what it is. I mean, if you're not hearing it on mine, it's not the repeater, so it's gotta be something else. But, alright, so I'm pulling in the driveway. I threw it in park. KO4CEF, yeah, just give me a 3-5 second dead key.
BFW.
I'll send her to you. Well, I'm gonna head on in the house. I'm gonna get these new sprinklers set up so I can get this Bermuda grass seed wet, and hopefully I can start improving my yard a little bit.
Yeah, I hear you. I hunted about 20 parks yesterday.
I didn't get on the radio at all yesterday. I all I did was do yard work. I cut grass, I weed-eated, I put down grass seed. I took the deep thatcher to the yard first. I did the whole front yard and a little bit of the backyard. Yeah, I took the deep thatcher to it, and then I threw down the grass seed, and then I went back and raked everything up, and that was a fun day.
Maybe today will be a good rest day, right?
I think I'm gonna start I'm gonna smoke a ham here in a little bit. I'm gonna start that here in a couple hours, but yeah, other than that, I don't plan on doing much of nothing today.
I'm in the driveway, so I'll say 73. Hope you have an awesome day, and nothing else. If I don't catch you on HF, I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Have a great Memorial Day, and hopefully you and the wife have a good one. Y'all enjoy your steaks if you decide to eat them tonight. If you're going to eat steaks again. But anyway, y'all have a good one, and hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. You should have that video, so you should be able to hear what it is. I don't know. It's just kind of weird. It's the first time I've ever heard it on your transmission, so. Anyway, 73 KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear.